Avengers Assemble. And while we're at it, how about the Justice League and the Teen Titans and the Fantastic Four? If you know anything about comic books, you'll get the references. And characters from these groups and others will be in evidence when the old Medford Comic Con emerges from the Phantom Zone and returns to life as Rogue Comic Con on May the 4th. May the 4th be with you, at the Pear Blossom Park in downtown Medford. Sandy Winters, a board member at Friends of the Medford Library and Rogue Comic Con co-director, visits to talk to us about the day, what it has in store for heroes and anti-heroes and just plain folks. And we also have with us Lanessa Pierce, who's the executive director of Rogue Comic Con. Good morning to both of you.
Hi.
Good morning.
Are you in costume this morning already or no?
I live
not
in my
quite
costume.
Yet.
Well, let's talk about an overview. This is coming back. And, of course, this has been very popular. I have some adult sons who have gone to the Medford version in the past. Tell us about what we can expect this year.
What this event is all about is a free Comic-Con for the community. And we're going to have costume contests, 100 vendors, all kinds of activities, a kids zone with activities, free activities for the kids. And really, it's about the kids and the teens. If you were at the previous Medford Comic Con, you probably saw the kids in costumes, the teens in costumes, and how positive and inclusive that is, how they find their community a safe place for them to celebrate who they are and their creativity and their positivity. It's really inspiring, actually.
Lanessa, were there any unique challenges in bringing this back and putting it together?
Well, we did. Bringing it back, we decided we wanted it to be its own event instead ran by someone. So we created it ran by a business. So we made it its own nonprofit, and we have had to struggle a little bit because we've started from scratch, creating a new logo and bringing the vendors together. While we were part of the organization before, Sandy and I took the reins and had to take the leadership role into it. And so we didn't really know what we were up against, but we've brought it all together. And since we are an outdoor space this time, we do have the artist alley for we did have to find a small indoor space for artists that wanted to protect their work. So that was a little bit of a challenge, but our community has been amazing, stepping up and helping us. And unfortunately, the weather is looking it might rain, but we're in Oregon and people know that. And so we're hoping that's not going to deter anybody from attending.
Hopefully not. Do you have any advice for newbies who have never attended before?
Well, if they've never been before, we have an information desk, and we have maps. We're going to actually have tons of signage. So follow the wayfinding signs, and there will be maps on the wayfinding signs. Also, we have six placed throughout the area. Take your time and come early because we do have workshops. We're so excited. We have a main stage with performers. We have a Japanese sword fighter. That's Sandy's been very excited. She's created that relationship. We have a princess dance party. We did have the organization that was going to head it cancel, but I just reached out and we had a bunch of princesses respond, and they're going to help get it going for the kids. And then we have Kevin Van Hook. He's a comic book artist, celebrity comic book artist and filmmaker. He's going to be there, as well as Adrian King from Friday the 13th. So just take your time and look at everything, vendors, workshops, just have fun. That's what it's there for.
You know, as
be prepared to walk too, because we also have two activities that take attendees into the downtown area, a bounty hunt where they collect the sticker from different retailers. And then we also have a geocache activity where you hunt for different clues so you can win a geocache coin.
As an old guy who used to buy DC Comics Batmans for 10 cents and was peeved when they went to 12 cents back in the 60s, that meant one less Bazooka Joe or two less that I could buy. Are comics mostly digital now, or is there still a very active market for contemporary comics that are printed?
Oh, speaking from experience, my husband is a comic book collector, and yet print is very much alive in comic, not digital. They want to still, collectors want to still feel the paper and smell the paper, and new comics are coming out all the time, not just from DC and Marvel, Valiant, you know, there are a lot of independents. And also, we are fortunate to have a multitude of local artists who make comic books. Vince Rush, Mark Melton, Jack, and Matt Case. There are three with On the Fly Comics. They're going to be at Comic-Con. And as well as Jeff Johnson, he's a comic book artist, Ted Hallard. Those are all just our local artists, and they'll be sharing their work at Comic-Con as well as autographing. Among the many artists, we have Adam Bunch, who works for Disney Lorcana. He'll be sharing some of his original works, and oh gosh, just so many. You have to hit Artist Alley for sure to see the talent as well as the vendors out on at Pear Blossom Park.
Let me ask a question about the costume contests, or plural contests. Are there multiple categories of that? Is there a theme this year? Are there certain rules that people have to abide by if they're going to participate in a costume contest?
Sandy?
I think you should talk about the costume contest. Liz is more expert in that area.
We do have three categories. We have two different costume contests. We have kid and family, and then we have the adult. The kid and family is broken down to 0 to 12 and 13 to 17, and then group and family. The adult contest is 18 plus. They are best duo, best group, and best overall. And for the kids contest, they will be winning some prizes from local businesses, as well as from both, like Kung Fu Tea is offering boba, Delicious offering cookies, and then we have some prizes from the Retro Wormhole and Astral Games. For the adult contest, we actually have cash prizes. This is the first, we're really excited because it's the first time we're offering a cash prize for the adult costume contest. So we're interested to see if it makes a difference in the quality. We've had some amazing cosplayers in the past. And then our judges panel, we have our Lindsay Newsall. She's a cosplayer that plays Wonder Woman. A lot of people know her from that. We have Marius M. They are the lead of Southern Oregon Cosplay Group. Erin Brawl. She works for Prometheus Theater as well as a collaborative theater project. And one other, Adrian King from Friday the 13th. They will be judging the celebrity. As for rules, there are some very specific rules. They do have to be handmade costumes. It can't be a package costume that you buy for Halloween. We want some imagination put into it and work put into it. But all the specifics are on our website at Rogue Comic Con under the costume contest tab. And that's where people can apply. We're asking that people, as many that can put in their entry beforehand so we can get it all organized. Everyone that enters gets in up to 15 people, 15 entries per category.
One quick question before we go. I assume there's actually multiple communities that come together for this. Are there activities throughout the year for people who like to participate in, I don't know exactly the right way to term this, but the culture of comics? For either one of you.
Yeah, specifically from us, not yet, but we do have plans to incorporate throughout the year. But you can go to Rogue City Comics, Astral Games, and the Retro Wormhole throughout the year. They have celebrity signings, a special at Astral Games. They do lots of gaming. They do everything from Magic the Gathering, Dungeons and Dragons, Lorcana, Pokemon. And then at Rogue City Comics, they often have author signings and special events, as well as Retro Wormhole. They're very into Third Friday in Medford. They always do something special downtown. And then, I lost my thought. Sandy, do you have any ideas?
No, I think that pretty much covers it. I think throughout the year there are different events, like at places like Science Works, where they'll be appealing to that demographic, you know, fantasy, science fiction, comics. So they'll have events like that. And there are events that go on throughout the year similar that focus on that.
Sandy, Lanessa, thank you for joining us. A quick reminder, May 4th at Pear Blossom Park in downtown Medford, Rogue Comic Con. Thank you both.
Thank you so much.